So coming to a standing position on your mat, just feeling yourself in your body, noticing your feet placement. Begin with your feet shoulders distance apart. And just feel your feet flat on the mat, your hips over your feet, the alignment of your shoulders over your hips and feet. And imagine that a string is suspending you from the top of your head to the ceiling, so that your spine is being stretched and elongated. Just noticing where your breath is in your body right now. Arms comfortably at the side. This is mountain pose. Which is a great image to find an inner stillness and stability while at the same time becoming aware of your breath as it moves in and out of your body. So in the mindful yoga section, it's not about how far you can go in any pose or striving or forcing. It's about becoming aware of any sensations that you experience as you go through the different mindful yoga movements. So as you stand here in mountain pose, noticing your breath, also notice any sensations that you might be experiencing by any sensations that come up, even any thoughts that may be going through your mind. And know that the most important thing in the yoga is to take care of yourself as you go through all of the movements. So gently lift your right arm up and just stretch to your left side. Taking the movement as far as you feel comfortable with. Breathing into the side of your body. Noticing where your breath is in your body and any other sensations that may arise. And gently coming back to center and bringing the arm down. Now gently lift your left arm. Stretching from the foot all the way through the arm to the ceiling and gently stretching through the left side. Breathing. Noticing where your breath is. Where any patterns of tension or holding in the body is. And any sensations that may be arising. And gently coming back to the center. And going through that again. Stretching your right arm up and leaning. It's time perhaps, if you're comfortable, opening the right side by breathing into it. Stretching. Comfortably and with awareness and kindness to the body, and now gently returning to the midline and stretching through the other side. breath is, any tendency to hold the breath, or patterns of tension that you notice, and coming back to the center. Now we're going to do some shoulder rolls. So gently, inhaling as you roll the shoulders to the back and then forward. Going at your own pace, opening the shoulders. Just noticing any thoughts that might be going on, any thoughts that might come up, where your breath is as you roll the shoulders. And now gently and carefully going in the other direction, rolling the shoulders forward. Noticing any patterns of holding or tension, where the breathing is as you move, and certainly any thoughts that may be going through your mind. Coming back to the center. And doing that one more time. Shoulder rolls to the back. Going at a gentle pace for yourself. And now rolling the shoulders forward. Noticing again what happens to your breathing as you start to move. Returning to mountain pose. Now we're going to do some neck rolls. Gently bringing your neck forward, just carefully dropping the neck without moving it, and just allowing a stretch to the back of the neck as your chin comes towards the chest. Simply breathing. Breathing into the neck and shoulder area. And now returning the head to upright. If you're comfortable, gently drop the head back as far as you're comfortable going. Just breathing into the back of your neck and the shoulders. And returning the head to midline. Let's do that again. Dropping the shoulders and the neck towards the chest and breathing. Once more, noticing any sensations that you become aware of as you move through these postures. And gently bringing the neck. Now I'd like you to gently bring both arms out to the side. And just simply stagger yourselves if you need to. Just gently breathing into your arms extended. And now stretching the arms above. Noticing what happens to the breath in this pose. Any patterns of holding or tightness? Does the breath move? Any thoughts that might come into your mind or something you might be telling yourself? And gently bring your arms back down to the side. Now, this time we're going to bring the arms to a full arc. breathing, noticing, rooting through the feet and the legs, and gently exhaling. For the next pose, I'd like you to gently bring your hands to your hips. Put a slight bend in your knee, especially if you have any lower back or hip issues. You want to be very mindful of how you move here. But we're going to do a gentle forward bend, just as far as you're comfortable going. It could be to here, it could be lower. Feel free to keep your legs straight or bent, simply breathing and noticing and coming back up when you're ready. Oh, you can drop the arms at the side, sure. Yes, let's do that again. And if you're comfortable and it feels safe to you, you can drop the arms. Just gently leaning forward so you can keep your hands at your hips, or you can drop the arms in front of you. Breathing deeply, keeping that slight bend in the knee. And once again, taking care of yourself, noticing your breathing, and gently coming back up to stand. Do that one more time on your own. Breathing, your hands at the side or in front of you, gently, your knees. Breathing deeply and slowly rolling up. Be mindful of your back, your knees, and the arms at the side. And as you come back to mountain pose, becoming aware of any changes that you notice in your breathing or patterns of tension or holding in your body that may have changed as you've gone through the movements. So I'm going to have you separate your feet a little more. And this is just going to be a simple waist turning exercise. You're just going to turn your waist, keeping your feet a little more than shoulders. This is just allowing the arms to swing by the side. Once again, moving at your own pace, not forcing any movement, taking care of your body, and at any point, know that you can stop or rest. Just feeling your feet rooted to the ground, noticing any sensations that may be arising, any thoughts you may be telling yourself, and coming back to the center. Noticing what happens in your body as you shift from movement to stillness, if anything. Just paying attention to things we might not usually pay attention to. Taking a minute to reconnect to the breath. Knowing that you can always use your breathing as an anchor to your body and any sensations of what's happening there. Let's try that again at your own pace. Just gently turning the waist. Simply rotating the waist around the spine. Noticing your breath. And now coming back to the center. So there's a few ways we could do this next balance exercise. So it's a tree or a modification of tree. So you can begin by just shifting your weight to your right leg and simply bringing the left foot in, just keeping the toes on the ground and allowing the heel to touch the left lower leg, the right lower leg. Breathing deeply. You can bring the arms. arms out to the side, if that helps the balance. And release the left foot. Looks simple, right? So easy, I know. Okay, shifting the weight now to the left leg, simply bringing the right foot in. Just noticing the balance. Extend the arms, breathing. Bringing your awareness to the breath. Any sensations you notice or what's happening in your balance. And coming back with both feet on the ground. Let's try that again. Try it yourself. So shift your weight to your right leg. Simply bring the left foot in. You can keep the hands on the hips. You can extend the arms to help the balance. You can bring the hands in front of you. Whatever feels comfortable for you. Just taking a moment to find that, what that might be. And gently bringing your left foot down. Shifting your weight to your left leg, bringing the right foot in. If you like, you can bring the foot up the leg or just keep the toes on the ground. Arms at the side. Noticing your breathing, what you might be telling yourself, what thoughts may go through your mind. And gently bring your both feet back to the ground. Okay. This time, you're going to keep the right foot on the ground. I'm just going to step out perpendicular with your left foot so that your left foot is, the heel of your left foot faces the middle of your right foot. Not too far, a comfortable distance. And simply bring the arms, extend the arms from the side. So you're just going to gently lean forward to the left. From the hip. Just going as far as feels comfortable. And coming back up. Again, noticing where your breath is. Noticing if you're holding your breath or any thoughts that might be arising, certainly sensations in the body. And gently reaching forward. If you like, you can just drop the left hand. It can come to your thigh. You can extend the right arm in a modified triangle. Just easily, gently taking care of the body, using the breath as a way to sense and stay in the body and coming back to center. Nice. And gently bring your left foot in. We're going to do the same thing to the other side. Gently turn your right foot out. So this is a triangle pose, but we're doing it modified at all different. Yeah. So gently extend your arms. And you're just going to, just gently for the first time, just shift forward a little bit, stretch forward through the hips and the waist. Breathing, noticing. Yeah. And coming back. And again, stretching forward. This time, if you're comfortable, just bringing the right arm down to the thigh or the knee and extending the left arm so that you feel the stretch through the left side of the body. Taking care not to do anything that doesn't feel comfortable. Coming back up to the center, turning both feet in, and coming back to mount. try one more standing pose. So we're going to take the same position. So the left foot faces forward, the right foot, again, is at a perpendicular angle. You're just going to bend the right knee. Simply bend your right knee and feeling your hips squaring to the side. I'm sorry?
You said bend the right knee, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is my right knee.
I'm sorry. So you can extend the arms from the side. And if you're comfortable, just gently lean and bring the right elbow to the thigh. Yeah. Yeah, let me come over here. Just breathing and feeling your body and the breath in this position. And when you're ready, coming back up to stand. We're going to do that same pose to the other side. Just turning your left foot out. Simply extend the arms. So this is a modified warrior two. And you're just going to gently, without moving the legs, just gently bring the left elbow, that's it, and extend the right arm. Breathing deeply. Opening, noticing where the breath is, and simply coming back. Okay. All right. Let's come down onto the floor. For the last several poses. If you need a blanket underneath your hips, make sure that you feel comfortable. Just going to gently lie down onto the mat. Put your spine on the mat, your feet extended in front of you. And taking care to use any blankets or cushions. So for the last stretching mindful yoga pose, you can either simply bend the right knee and bring it up towards the body and leave it just like that on the mat, or you can reach for the right knee and just gently pull the right leg in towards the body, breathing, stretching through the hip, the knee, the low back, and noticing any sensations that arise, noticing your breath, and gently extend the right leg. Bringing the right leg back down to the ground, and bringing the left leg in. So the left leg can either remain simply bent, or you can reach for it and stretch the knee a little bit towards the body, breathing, being mindful to pay attention to any areas of tension or pain or discomfort. Bringing the left leg down. The last pose will be Shavasana. So you can extend your legs in front of you and separate them slightly, or you can leave your knees bent. And simply, if you're comfortable, allow the eyes to close. Becoming aware of the body on the mat, on the floor, your points of contact, hips, spine, hands, the feet. Noticing where your breathing is now. Any shifts that may have occurred in the body as you have moved through the mindful yoga poses. And for the next several minutes, simply bringing the awareness to the relaxation of Shavasana. And when you're ready, begin to make some small movements with your fingers and your toes in your own time and at your own pace. You're going to roll your body to the right and just remain in that position. Knowing that you have moved through these poses with an awareness of your breathing, of your body sensations, and with a kindness towards whatever you noticed in this practice. And when you're ready, slowly coming to sit. And we'll move to the next practice.